Welcome to Stop the Scroll, the B2B influencer marketing podcast. My name is Brianna Doe. My friends call me Brie. And in this podcast, we dig into how B2B marketers and brands can drive growth and build successful partnerships in influencer marketing. If you want to do influencer marketing well, you have to think long-term in order to build trust with your audience. So whether you're building your first influencer marketing program or looking to take your program or campaigns to the next level, pull out a pen and paper, get ready to take notes, and let's dive in. Hello, and welcome to another episode of Stop the Scroll. My name is Brianna Doe. My friends call me Brie. And in the first few episodes, we've been really diving into the ABCs of B2B influencer marketing. How to do it well, how to build your first campaign, how to launch a successful program, all the ins and outs. So we've talked about how to find influencers, how to reach out to them, what to give them a creative brief, and what it means to give them creative freedom and why it's important. So let's tie it all together and build your first campaign. One thing to note before we dive in is it does not have to be perfect the first time. What's interesting about influencer marketing, especially B2B influencer marketing, is that it's still so new, right? And we look at B2C influencer marketing, and it's been around for so long. There are so many resources out there to help us out and to, you can basically just follow one format, right? But the exciting thing about B2B influencer marketing is that it's, like I've said before, it's like the Wild West. You can do quite literally whatever you want and get creative with your content creators and influencers, with the messaging, with your strategy, with how you allocate your budget. So what I want to dive into today isn't a step-by-step format of everything that you have to do to make it successful. I want to give you the guidelines and the parameters and frameworks so that you can do it well, but still be creative and still find ways to really get the ROI that you're looking for. That being said, let's dive in. Step one, set clear goals and align on messaging. So we talked about this during the episode, all about creative briefs and how to build a great one. But it is so important to have clear goals from the outset. You start to learn, you start to experiment, and you pivot accordingly. But understanding how you want to define success from the forefront is so crucial. If you have members of your team that think this campaign is strictly to drive leads, and then other members of the team thinking it's just for brand awareness, how are you going to optimize your campaigns to drive the results that you're looking for? And when the campaign is done or the program is up and running, how are you going to report out the results if you find out it's not the results that your manager or the C-suite is looking for, right? So a few examples, brand awareness, lead gen, event signups, book demos, whatever the case may be. Understand how you're defining success. Make sure your team is aligned on this. Talk it out before you move forward. Do not move to the next step until you know what success looks like and what your goals are. Another thing to note here is once you have those clear goals, the next step is to understand how you plan on tracking them. So with the same examples from before, brand awareness, it's website traffic to specific web pages, right? It's traffic to your company pages and your corporate accounts, whatever the case may be. Figure out how you're going to track that and measure that, and then put the parameters and the tools in place to track it well. So custom links for the influencers, affiliate links, things like that. Step two is choose your platforms. Where does your ICP hang out? What newsletters do they follow? What podcasts do they listen to? Do they follow people on LinkedIn or are they on other platforms altogether? I think it's really easy to assume that because it's B2B influencer marketing, you have to be on LinkedIn. It's not necessarily the case, right? Who are they following on Instagram, Twitter? What kind of content are they consuming? Understand all of that first and then choose your platforms. Step three, set a budget. Even if it's an initial budget, and you're open to adjustments, get an idea of what you can comfortably allocate. This is the part where you can treat it a bit like paid advertising, right? You might not allocate your full budget at first. You might just start with a couple thousand or whatever the case may be, but understand how much the team is ready to spend before you start engaging with influencers. Step four, research time. So find the influencers, determine who you want to work with, how you want to work with them, and why. So in one of the first episodes, we talked about how to do this well. How to find the right influencers, how to understand or identify the right ones and see if they're the best fit, see if they align with your values. All that is so crucial. So a little bit of context on influencers. It varies a bit when it comes to LinkedIn, but technically or typically this is how it works. So nano influencers have less than 10,000 followers. Micro have anywhere from 10K to 100K. So it's a pretty big range. Macro influencers have 100K to a million. And then mega influencers have a million plus. So one thing to keep in mind here, the reason why I share this is because their rates are going to differ greatly, even in the micro range of 10K to 100K, you're going to see so many different rates. So understand that too, as you're starting to research influencers and see who you want to work with. You might see somebody with 500,000 followers and it looks like a great fit, but you also have to be ready to spend. So find influencers in a number of different ranges. You never know when you're first starting out what will work. Okay. Step five, reach out to the influencers. Start getting an idea of their rates, collect their media kits, understand their audience demographics, work through possible compensation structures. This is where it starts getting really fun. There are multiple ways that you can allocate your budget. So some ideas here on compensation. I've seen this play out in a number of different ways. All of them are intriguing. It really just depends on what the influencers are comfortable with, what you're comfortable with. Some require a bit more risk than others, so that's something to keep in mind, but we'll walk through that. So first idea I think everybody thinks of first when you think of sponsored posts specifically is a flat rate, right? Influencer A charges $1,500 for her post. That's it. That's what you pay. She sends you the invoice and it's done. Influencer B, let's say they have the same followers, same follower count, same engagement rate. They might charge, let's say, $800 as a flat rate. And then they tack on a CPM, which is cost per thousand impressions. If you run paid advertising, you've seen this before. That rate can vary depending on your industry, your niche, the creative, what you're optimizing your campaigns for. So think about it in that same wavelength when it comes to influencer marketing. I've worked with influencers who charge anywhere from $8 to around $15 per CPM. Some brands like to take this a step further and cap it. Let's say you get $8 per CPM, and once you hit $2,000, it's done. We're not paying you anymore. Personally, my concern with that is that you're going to keep getting the results that you're looking for, right? You're going to keep getting your name out there, your brand name out there, but you're not paying the influencer anymore. So really think through that option and how you'd want to actually set it up for your company. Third option that I see really often is the lower flat rate. So influencer C, same follower count, same engagement rate, charges $750 as a flat rate, and then they have an affiliate link. So they get anywhere from 10 to 20 or 30% kickback. I've even seen brands do 50%. So that's also an option. It requires a lot more backend work, right? You got to make sure you have affiliate marketing set up, set them up with a custom link that's tracking that well so that they can report out and get the money that they're earning. One thing to note here with compensation and how they get paid is just, I recommend staying away from anything that requires hands-on marketing support. For example, as an influencer, I was once approached by a brand who wanted me to lower my flat rate and then be open to an affiliate link, but it was based on how many folks converted from a booked demo, which is what I was driving them to, how many converted into a paying customer. The issue there is that once you start asking influencers to base their rates on how many folks convert from that initial call to action to something else, you're making them responsible for a part of the funnel that they don't have any real hand in. Or really any say in. And so it's a lot tougher for an influencer to justify partnering with your brand or aligning their rates with what you're negotiating or proposing when they don't really have a say over it. So keep that in mind. It might seem like a lower risk option for you, but it can also alienate certain content creators. Final steps, review, refine your strategy. That one's pretty straightforward. Okay, at this point, you have your influencers. You have an idea of who you're going to work with. Take that final look at your goals, how you're tracking those goals and measuring those goals. Make sure all that's squared away. Get the contract sent out. I always recommend having contracts. It doesn't matter if this is a one-time campaign. Doesn't matter if you're going to work with them for 6 months. Doesn't matter if it's one sponsored post, three sponsored posts, co-creation of content. Have a contract. Does not need to be anything crazy, but it should include anything that keeps you and the influencer safe and protects both of you. From there, build the creative brief, send that out. If you want some detail on that, we did touch on that or talk about that in a previous episode, how to do it well. And then we dive into the content ideation phase. So this is where the influencers have the creative brief and they're just off to the races, right? They're getting creative, they're working with your team, they're collaborating, and it's awesome. And there you have it, your very first influencer marketing campaign. If this helped influence the way you think about marketing campaigns going forward, please go ahead and leave us a 5-star review. And if you'd like more information about this delivered directly to your inbox, check out brandado.com/podcast. See you next time. Thank you so much for tuning in to Stop the Scroll today. If this helped influence the way you think about your marketing campaigns going forward, please go ahead and leave us a 5-star review. And if you'd like more information like this delivered directly to your inbox, go ahead and check out briannadoe.com/podcast. See you next time.